Hey guys, this is your friendly neighborhood troll. You're listening to Shadow Hustle Episode 6. Hope you enjoy it. Feel free to tweet at us at Hustle City Pod or check out our Facebook page, Hustle City Podcast. You can email us at hustlecitypodcast@gmail.com. And, show your support. Let us know you're listening. Rate and review on iTunes. Get in there. Alright guys, hope you enjoy the show. Thanks. Chum on, chummers. Oh, and sorry about the random upload situation. I'm going to try and get a little more consistent on that. But I'm a little lazy, so we'll see. I'll try. I'll start bringing the heat. Thanks for listening again. Have a good one.
Welcome,
everybody, to the Shadowrun Podcast, Episode 4. How y'all doing tonight? On the streets of Seattle with these shadow runners, the rain's starting to settle in, the rain that never seems to end. You don't know if it's toxic or not until you see your clothes starting to eat away, and you either duck into a little cave and stay out of the rain, or you stay out there and you take it like a man. And that's what's going on with this group of adventurers. Recap. The target, Mr. Wayne Ferris, laying on the floor laying on the pavement outside of his favorite restaurant, the Magician's Feast. Gibson Vince, with his knee pressed against the back of his head, menacing him with a knife.
You son of a bitch!
Ralph walks out at that exact moment
with a W
after having blasted the bartender with a shotgun.
That really brought me back.
Just bringing it back.
Sorry. Achaon, a little worse for wear, stunned but not out of it, after taking a mana bolt from the owner of the restaurant, the Mr. Wesley Briarridge, who's currently chilling in the kitchen of his restaurant while the runners have caused chaos. The young hostess, Nikki, by the way, still just cowering on the floor, quivering. She's completely shut
down. Somebody hit on that bitch!
Very attractive. Very beautiful young lady. Silverhawk has summoned a homunculus who has popped in. He was a cowboy riding a seahorse the last we saw him, and he told the runners inside the restaurant, "Get outside, fellas. It's time to giddy on up."
That's exactly what he said.
That's what he said. And so, Achaon, Rioma, and Larry O'Neill have heard what the homunculus has said, and they are currently looking for the bartender and the water elemental who have disappeared. It seems.
As a group, we probably should have collectively thought about what we were doing walking into a restaurant called the Magician's Feast.
We went in there guns a-blazing, bro.
Yeah, and got our asses kicked by what?
They pissed Ralph off for not serving him fucking food.
Yeah. What about goddamn Brenda? Yeah.
He just totally went off the rails.
Yeah. It all started
when our fearless
leader decides to tell the
bar. Yeah, that's where it went pear-shaped. Anyway, we'll recap later.
After the recap.
Hey, you, buddy. Come with me. You.
So what's going on?
We're looking for you. Right now, I would like... Gibson, what are you going to do?
Can you bring me up to speed?
You are currently have your knee planted into the back of Mr. Fenris's head.
Who's next to me?
Ralph has just walked outside the restaurant.
Hey, big boy. What's up, champ? And now my jacket is just the Statue of Liberty, but like the it's like waving, kind of like, you know, there's wind and shit, and it just says freedom isn't free on the thing. But so hey, big boy,
Queen Leonidas,
why don't you get down here and help good old Gibby up with this piece of trash? Let's get him in the fucking car and skedaddle, huh?
What have you assholes been doing out here the whole time?
As you can see, me.
Get this guy off me!
On the back.
What are you? Hey, this is a troll.
Listen, buddy.
Hey.
We wouldn't do this tradition. Shut up!
Oh. Shut up! He's such an edgy guy.
Cut you!
So you actually, did you actually hit...
I hit him in the back of the head.
Yep. Okay, roll.
Okay.
Roll your... Do you have unarmed combat at all?
Hell no.
What? Roll your strength.
Oh. No, two plus six.
Roll two dice.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Okay.
Just two dice.
Nine.
Okay. So what? Two hits. Or one hit.
You got one hit.
Yeah. This guy's on his back, mind you, and I'm just scared the piss out of him. And my jacket's gonna be
exact same roll.
Alright.
Yeah.
Weird things are happening. Yeah. The dice roll.
This is gonna be bad.
You black his eye a little bit when you hit him.
Stop hitting it.
Hey. Let's get into the fucking car. Getting, I don't know. I can't be in control.
We're not getting paid to beat the shit out of this
Ralph,
guy.
Ralph.
Can I talk? Can I do my turn?
You can only talk so
no,
much.
No, that's... We'll get back to your turn.
It's what cram addicts do.
So we've got what you did. You hit him.
You just did it. You snapped him.
You sound
Ralph,
like a cram addict.
What are you doing?
The free action.
How far away am I from him?
You're right there.
You're within.
Yeah,
you
right
could
outside.
Reach okay, out yeah. and grab him.
I'm going to pick him up by his belt.
Who, me?
And no.
Okay.
Well,
I'm on top
you're
of him.
On top of him, whatever. I'm going to pick him up by his belt. I don't care if you're on top of him. It's fine. Whatever.
No!
Yeah, you can fucking drop my bat or you can jump
hey,
off.
Get your
you
huge paw out of here.
And then, so I'm picking him up, and then I'm going to, like, either... How far away is the car?
The car is about 20 meters.
And the trunk is, like, here, right?
Yeah.
So...
You can make it...
You can launch him?
I'm going to pick him up and start walking towards... Or, like, jogging towards the car.
All right. So you'll be... You're right at the trunk of the car.
Actually, no. Don't put him in the trunk.
What happened to me?
Let's have somebody on either side of him.
You got up.
Where he gets out of the trunk.
After you hit him and
that's why we got a guy on a bike following.
That's true.
Let him do his own turn. Point. Should have talked about this earlier.
Yeah, so I'm going to pick him up.
Now we're in game.
Yeah.
Get focused. So, are we doing a lift carry
Larry,
test?
How many edge points do you have?
One.
Larry?
One.
Oh,
how many do you have, Silverhawk?
How many knowledge skill points do we get since
it's your edge points for
intuition
time? You got four edge
intuition.
Points. Yeah. Silverhawk, how many do you have?
Two.
When you're picking?
So.
Or no, three.
You
sorry.
Can add
okay.
them here. They can go
Larry O'Neill, your turn. You are standing in a restaurant.
Oh, then I just pick him up?
You picked him up.
What happened to Vince?
He's still standing.
Where am I in the
I was
back
honest.
Back.
I just jacked
you just
the guy
hit him in the head and you
what
picked him up.
I know.
Am I back here?
I thought I was going to
have to
you are in the restaurant. You're standing right in the dining room. You just witnessed the serpent. Yeah. You're still, like, you never really moved.
How far is it from there to the door?
So we can get up
to
professional.
To that door? You can make it to the door in this turn. Right now, looking around in the restaurant, you don't see the bartender. You can't see that magician.
I'm blitzing for the door. Just get the fuck out.
The door.
Oh, you're trying to figure out what's going on.
Broken down and picking these.
All right.
No.
So like,
I guess could.
I don't know how that. That's the deal.
Silverhawk, you are standing by the car. It's the engine is turned on. The doors are open. Your homunculus has still in the restaurant, but he'll come to you if he's summoned. You have two services left with him. And, yeah, so you are standing by a car, you watch Ralph come lumbering up, through the mist of the Seattle night. You see Gibson with his, freedom flag flying on his coat.
I believe in America.
You hear that over speakers.
He's a huge fan of Thomas Jefferson.
All right.
You can also choose to just delay your action and wait if something happens.
I'm going to wait for a minute.
Okay.
I'm just going to kind of survey.
Delay. Okay. But you can, with a delayed action, you can come in at any time and just do it. And you can choose to do it before, during that, or after.
All right.
So,
let's see here. Yeah.
How many points do we get, Rudy? Do you give us points? How many? How do we figure it out?
Logic. Plus intuition times two.
Yeah. So that's how many you have.
And that's how many points you would get.
Okay. So you can pick a category and subcategories.
And that's how many points we can put into knowledge skills.
If you delay your action,
pick as many as we want.
Then, like, both hit the guy at the same time and get like a double roll against him.
Pretty situational.
Yeah. I don't have
a knowledge skill thing.
What's knowledge? What do you mean by knowledge?
These things.
Yeah.
Logic and intuition.
He said logic. My bad. Logic, intuition.
Yeah. So it's all so, that stuff.
That's it. So 8 times 2 is 16. So I got 16 points.
Rioma, what are you doing?
Okay.
Where am I?
You are right by the the doors.
Use yours and use mine.
To the bar, the closed doors where Ralph just walked out. You can see him grabbing the target, Wayne Fenris, and walking towards the car. You also see Gibson.
I'm going to. I assume I'm probably.
And Larry O'Neill's just ran up to you. He's right next to you.
I'm gonna sprint to the car.
All right, you open the door. So you start running towards the car.
I have a running skill too.
So you want to actually make it? Do you want to actually jump into the car, into the driver's seat? Because the doors are open. Trunk's open.
Everything's open.
Everything's open. The car's running. You could make it into the car probably if you make a successful test and you'll be able to jack into it. You guys need to figure out who's driving what because you only got room for 4 people and trunk space.
I'm driving the
Americar.
I'm fucked up.
I'm going to say Ralph.
How far is the house?
Well,
do we have any?
You have the directions.
Knowledge. And I live in Seattle. Can I roll to see I know how?
We're
figuring out which cards we're getting into. I want to know if I can tell the whole group.
You can tell the whole group through your comm link. Yeah. Well, not right now. No, because it's not your turn.
You crank wait addict. Turn. Just getting fucking antsy.
Well, quick on the draw. And he's saying like we have to decide how we're.
So Rioma, run. Roll your running plus agility.
Seven.
You got 7 hits?
No. 7 dice. 1, 2, 3, 4 hits.
All right, you make it. You gracefully burst through the door, run right past Ralph, and lunge into the driver's seat.
And this is as I'm approaching the car with the other guy.
Yes, you have Mr. Fenris over your shoulder, pretty much. Yeah, slung over your shoulder. So Rioma is in the car, chilling.
At this point, I'm going to jump into the passenger seat.
Passenger seat. Silverhawk is...
Yeah, I'm laying in the middle of the restaurant floor, dying. Everybody runs out of the restaurant.
A bunch of cunts.
Your spy drone that you sent up.
Yeah.
The Wasp.
Yeah.
You're seeing...
Okay,
activity,
cool.
Sirens are coming. There you see his lights. They're about 6 minutes away.
Okay.
So we won't see him for 3 weeks.
Not money. Now.
Plenty of time. Yeah.
how many roads out of there are we? Okay.
We'll show you the map as soon as...
Whose turn is it? We got to roll again?
No, it's Akeon's.
Okay.
Well, I mean...
That sucks. I spent my turn punching the guy in the face for no reason.
Sure.
He was getting lippy. it was worth it.
So, I mean, with the stun damage that I suit, I have an 8-8 stun effect.
Mm-hmm.
Am I laying on the ground stunned?
No.
So I can move.
Stun damage is like you got hit or you got punched or...
Won't stop!
It's nothing like your arm isn't hanging off.
Well, my guy's super, fast and sneaky.
For what?
And cat-like.
So you get like ninja flip-up?
So I'm like straight at the front door, right? Like I can just make a mad dash.
Yeah, you're right. You're at the door's exiting the dining room, so you've got a clear view of the motorcycle.
Yeah, I'm running to the motorcycle and hopping on it from the back.
Okay.
Like buck, like Bronco Buck style.
Like fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, like.
Now you just got up and ran out of there like psychos, guys.
I almost
we are psychotic. Everybody sprinted to the car as quick as possible.
Cartwheels to the motorcycle.
Should we have all been sprinting to the car as quick as possible? Need to
combine.
It's your willpower over 2 plus 8.
I'm heading towards the door. As far as I got.
Your stun monitor, like, boxes.
So it's my willpower what?
Over 2.
Yeah, well, you. So, Akeon, you make it out to the motorcycle.
So that means that what that total number would be 14.
I didn't roll for my run.
What's your willpower?
Larry O'Neill.
My willpower's 4. You're
a heck lucky.
Yeah.
Plus 2.
You knew I'd fail. 4 over 2.
So you get 10, 10 times. Or so you'd have 10 stun damage.
Right?
So, like, on this.
Yeah. I'm going to stand up.
And like, I have 11.
Go like this and get my drone.
Mm-hmm.
Put it back in the pocket.
Yep.
So you're implying that.
And then can I just make this a free action? Is that a free action?
Yeah.
It could, like, even if you're moving, it would fly in your pocket.
And I want to get it back in here because I don't know. Obviously, how many seats are left in the car?
You have.
I still got to roll to get to the
motorcycle.
You're
on it. You didn't need to roll.
That's a free move.
Yeah, you got it there. So Ralph is in there. Ralph.
So there's no room
in the car yet.
Rioma.
About the
thing. All right, there's room for you. There is room for you, but somebody's after going to go in the trunk.
Where's Fenris?
No, there's no room for you.
Where's Fenris?
You're going to have to roll with Akeon on the motorcycle, or you're going to have to hoof it somewhere.
I don't know if I'm going.
What? Okay, I got a plan. Can I call my bear? Can it be a mutated bear that's bigger than a normal bear?
You didn't write that.
No.
What do you mean I didn't write that?
You should have wrote that in.
Throw what in?
Mutated and super fast.
I didn't write about
it. A toxic.
You should have wrote that you mounted.
So Gibson, what did you do?
I stand up. My drone comes back in my pocket, and I kind of just. I'm now the only one standing there while everybody's just sprinted out of the goddamn restaurant as fast as possible. Besides lingering for a goddamn while, shooting people and starting fights. I'm a little disturbed. But I'm on cram. We got to roll.
Right after you give Wayne a little love tap in the eye.
I'm the only one who did anything successful to our mission here.
Yeah, your only action. You
punched him in the face.
I don't know.
I was holding the guy on the ground that actually captured our prisoner, guys.
I didn't do jack shit.
I was guarding the prisoner.
I stunned the water serpent.
How many
serpent.
Bites have you taken out of the stakes?
Oh, yeah. Roll.
How is that
a good point? I have like.
Roll one dice. I had to see how much you ate.
So,
yeah, we're going to eat a lot.
There's a little bite left.
This is a huge. This is a guy. Great value of the magician's fucking feast. So, and I turn around. I kind of look around, and I immediately book ass to the car,
okay.
Sprinting like a madman on cram.
All right.
he jumps into the back
seat. I just want everybody to realize
how you're in the back seat, Ralph.
I'll go sit in the trunk.
You,
if we need,
you're going.
If
in
we
the
need somebody in the trunk, I'll be a team.
Well, player. The you got the prisoner, Ralph, Silverhawk, Rioma, and you.
You know what? I throw that. Put you and the prisoner in the trunk just to freak him out.
You want me in the trunk with him? I'll fucking rip his heart out.
You can't fit both of them in a trunk.
Okay. Right. Fucking throw that guy in the fucking trunk. That's what I say. When I roll up, I go, throw him in the fucking trunk!
So that's what you're saying. You jump in the back seat.
No, I don't jump. I like open the door. Like I'm getting ready
to
get
in. No, the door's already open. Okay. His spirit opened all the doors and got the car started.
My guy's not going to jump in like a psycho, like fly in feet first.
Who, by the way,
just leisurely just kind of gets in. He's just like,
I'm going to be the last one to get in the car because I'm like, let's go.
He just stands by his seat.
I'm waiting for you to get your ass in the car. Right. Throw him in the trunk.
So
I'm not got in the car
you're
yet.
You're standing at the door.
Yeah.
All right. Ralph?
So I'm basically sitting right next to him with the guy in my... on my shoulder, right? Pretty much.
Yeah. You're at the trunk. You're ready. Okay. Just chuck them in there.
There's only room for 4 people. Are you going in the car?
Yeah, why can't there be
3 people? He's 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
10
feet tall.
Why'd you make it 1,000 pounds? He's stretching the rules by letting us. My guy was good.
This is a specially modified Ford Americar.
Really,
I can get in the car, right?
Yeah.
And they can ride the motorcycle.
Yeah, Akeon and Larry can all fit
on
that.
Shotgun.
You're actually one of the original people in that car.
Yeah, exactly. So
you're
I'm going to pull this
first.
Guy off my shoulder, put him in the trunk, close the door on the trunk, and then roll around to the other passenger back seat.
All right.
And sit next to Vin, or and get in the car and close my door. Then stare at Vint as he just stands next to his.
Can I recommend?
You're at him.
Can I recommend?
No, you're not there.
Oh, there's a good yellow or something. Yeah, my car behind.
Oh yeah, you got the comm link.
Hey! Don't put the guy in the fucking trunk. Keep him in the back seat. When do you get in the back trunk? Fuck you! Seriously, dude. We're going back. Some situations can arise here.
You don't fuck you. Get him in the trunk. I'm not riding in the fucking trunk.
Cops show up. They hear a guy pounding on the trunk. And so you gotta have a gun to his side right now, so you keep looking.
So Larry,
my character would not let him in. My character, fuck that. I run towards the piece of shit.
What are you doing?
I'm searching. He's got nothing. He can't get out of it.
If someone comes after us,
you're about right at the corner of the trunk.
I came out the front.
Well, turn us in, man.
So you ran out this way because the bike's over here.
You can't trust him.
You want me to call Detective Wayne?
You're going to bust us now, motherfucker?
Larry O, right there. Bike, right here.
Okay. You tell me it's through the comm link. I'm going to have to get out of the fucking car and go and talk to you.
You going to do anything? Or?
I'm just going to call my little homunculus guy back to me and have him sit on my lap.
Okay.
Are you in the car, too?
I'm going to tossle his hair a bit. Okay. Ask him if he had a good time in there.
I had a great time.
So we're looking at each other. We haven't gotten
you folks sure seem nice.
Staring at you outside.
All right, I'm getting in the car.
Last guy who called me, he was creepy. Let's giddy on up.
You heard the man.
All right.
Man thing.
This guy has 5 cents.
Okay, so now you guys are officially done with combat. You have escaped with your lives.
I get in the car.
The only guy who's really, like, even banged up is Akia. He's got
a little eight stun.
Larry O'Neill gets to the... You guys figure out who's driving and who's riding bitch on this rapier.
I already jumped on it first and got it scooped.
Yeah, I had to jump on behind him.
He's going to have...
Larry's
how tightly are you, like,
it roll real for, deep.
Roll for how tightly you're gripping.
Now, Rioma, are you jacked into your car?
You mean to tell me you've had 2 pairs of gloves the whole time?
I've got a soft touch.
He's caressing you. He rolled a 2.
He's kind of got his hands on your shoulders.
It's the Rockies.
Yeah.
All
right. Or like, he's like cupping your breast.
Yeah,
underarm. Underarm.
His,
really lanky arm.
Did he bring his fanny pack with him?
Yeah. He's 7 foot tall.
I should have my
fanny pack. You're both elves.
Yeah, we're both elves.
What song you play, Sam?
Is he an elf?
Yeah.
What song we play? What song we play?
Sam, what's on the radio?
How does
turn on the radio? Turn on the radio!
Wait, hang on. This is their conversation on the motorcycle.
Yeah, this is actually. There are no black elves.
There are fucking black elves. We all just evolved from what we were.
I guess it's just the street where it's where you're from. It's in your blood.
Hey, elves aren't all gay. Okay? I don't like your insinuations. Just most of it.
So we across the moon.
You guys are rolling.
You live for 500 years.
Is Bernie coming up behind? I might have to ride him.
Bear chasing our motorcycle.
Bernie the bear, man. That's right.
Bernie.
I've been trying to call him all fucking
night. It's your bear?
Yeah, he was at a bear conference.
Fucking bear conference.
Yeah. My buddy Bernie is a very important guy.
Feel a little woozy from that man of boat.
If you need, I can drive. I don't promise we'll get
there. Now, your stun damage will go away. You guys are rolling through.
Who are you?
Look at me.
What? Excuse me?
Fucking crammed out motherfucker.
You know who the fuck I am? You see my jacket?
These guys.
Man, you look like no.
Who the fuck is this guy? Ralph, you know what I'm talking about? Like that?
You guys are rolling from the corner of...
I only know Ralph.
You don't know who this guy is. Who's this rigger riding shotgun?
Y'all are a bunch of crazy assholes.
And you're rolling about...
None of you fuckers. For 10 G's, we're doing this.
30 blocks to the corner of Terry Avenue and...
Unbelievable.
Stewart Street.
How many blocks?
About 30 blocks.
Okay. Still in the vicinity. I'm not liking it.
You guys are rolling... you haven't really seen any police presence.
Yeah.
You're hearing sirens in the distance,
hang on.
Fuck the police.
Yeah.
As we're driving,
I get fucked the police up.
The vocal mic to Ralph to get Wayne Fenris' comm link and throw it out the window.
He's and next to you. You don't have to vocal.
Actually, Gibson Vint already stripped him of everything.
Oh, perfect.
Gibson already has it.
Mm-hmm. Should have taken the shot gloves, bro.
All right. Well, I still.
You still have a shot glove, too.
Give him a shot glove. Right?
Huh?
My character doesn't know that he doesn't have anything on him because I didn't see.
Yeah. Okay.
Every world of possession.
So you gotta search him again?
No, no, he just told me to.
Get his
sub-vocal micing to Ralph to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he in the trunk or who's in the trunk?
He's in the trunk. He's in the trunk, can't search shit.
So you guys gonna actually stop and search him again or are you gonna try and get to the safe house?
I'm gonna
vocally talk back to Sam and or talk back to Sugar Ryu and go. Yeah, he's in the trunk.
Yeah,
so
never mind.
All right. So also, vocal mics can talk to just one person at a time.
Yeah.
Or have private conversations.
If you guys are hooked to your comm links,
what's the point of that?
They can sprint. You can talk to everyone.
I don't have a sub vocal mic. I can talk out loud, but I can always hear you guys.
You guys are sitting right next. You guys are sitting right next to each other in the car too.
How can you hear what we're saying?
I can hear. I mean, it's
sub vocal.
I know.
Below vocal.
Sub-vocal means that you're saying it without, like, you're basically like sending the message.
So how can you understand it without if you don't have sub-vocal?
Because it goes into the comlink.
Oh. I didn't know. Still, you weren't your comlinks?
Yeah.
Did we all not put in our comlinks?
We all have comlinks.
I let you guys have your comlinks on.
Rudy was nice about that.
Comlinks are in our head now, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, they're just sticking, they're like Bluetooth that always work.
So we all have comlinks, but we don't all have sub-vocal.
I don't think I need comlinks, or do I?
Why?
I have them. I have it.
Yeah, but you'd probably have to like,
say you have to have it on, like,
focus on
that. Yeah.
Stop
the mic.
So yeah.
It's like a payphone.
So what's going on?
So you guys hear Wayne like screaming in the trunk. I don't think you guys bound him or anything.
No. Did you, Ralph? Did you bind that fucking Ralph?
Does the Ford? No, I didn't. Does the Ford America have like a pop back like back seat so I can reach into the trunk?
Actually, it doesn't. This model.
Oh, botch.
Sorry. You could rip the fucking seat all the way off, which would be uncomfortable with you
don't
and
do
Gibson
it. He ain't going anywhere. He's in the fucking trunk. He's a goddamn businessman. I can hear you too.
So you guys are allowed to communicate with each other right
okay.
now.
Okay, this is...
The drive is taking a little bit. You still have...
We're going... We got 30 blocks. All right, so... Guys, I know the quickest way. Booyah. Now you know, Sam. Sugar Ryu.
What?
Let me put in the quickest way into your GPS due to my street knowledge.
What's your street knowledge?
Ballin. One. This is my hood.
Mine's three. Go fuck yourself.
Well, you guys, I mean, you guys were in like...
Oh, you know a better way than I do. You know a better way. All right. Yeah, no, let's go your way, big guy. Where are you from, Japan? Okay, go your way. He does have better street knowledge than me, so he will go a better way.
I am from Japan. I don't really know how to affirmative.
Roll your street knowledge plus your logic, Ryoma, since you're driving.
Yeah, man. Hit. Shit. Two.
Two hits.
Two hits.
You guys are wondering, like, why you haven't like really seeing any cops around. Like, you heard sirens and they were coming your way when you left the restaurant. There's a news report that comes on the radio. It said there's an explosion that rocked the Renreiku Arcology and all free Lone Star Knight Errant personnel are on the way there to try and assist with the damage. It rocked about 25 floors of the Arcology out of its 2,000 floors. But,
to a worse person.
This is
the radio broadcast.
I'm
on the radio?
This is Chip Johnson reporting.
Good.
From Renreiku. Renreiku Arcology was rocked tonight as this mega corporation suffered a terrorist attack, it seems. 25 floor chunk of the Arcology pyramid that is in our beloved downtown Seattle has been destroyed.
I roll
No further news has been been given to us by the Renreiku spokespeople other than it's an obvious act of sabotage by who or what is yet to be determined.
Hopefully this doesn't hurt my porn streaming.
So all three Lone Star and Knight Errant personnel are on the way, and well as dock wagons, to the Arcology to help with survivors.
I don't believe anything this fucking liberal media
that
says.
That was breaking news.
Breaking news. So that explains why you're not seeing a lot of cops around worried about you knuckleheads.
It's a good time.
Rio Grande got fucked due to general happiness.
Yeah. Let's book it. Book it.
So you guys pretty much you get to the safe house. So
what's your name, buddy?
Yeah, why do you keep asking me my name?
Alright, fine. Don't we get to know each other?
Let's finish this
we
shit.
We cutting him in? Are we cutting him in?
He's already been cut in.
I believe that was Mr. Johnson's decision.
Yeah. Oh. You know Johnson.
Well, I know well, Johnson. I know this
Oh, person. At least I know something about you. You don't know if I know him.
Is this on the sub-vocal mic?
No, I'm yelling.
Party? You're yelling.
No, they're in the car.
I don't know if he's got a sub-vocal mic or not. Or he doesn't have our comm. He's got our comm channels and shit?
I do.
Yeah, we're all in.
Yeah. Do we have to declare that?
Well, I was out there doing a job for everybody.
Like the first game that we were in.
Yeah, we were all talking to each other.
I think I was jogging at that point.
It just depends on who you can.
Oh, you did go over the comms.
Yeah.
All
right. So you guys have pulled up on a corner. It's in the Renton district. It's an okay, like average business class district, and it's an apartment building.
The Lee Mae of Seattle.
Not even that. Nah, it's a little classier in Lee Mae. A lot classier actually. But it's got a couple industrial parks and yeah, Shrewsbury. and so you guys pull up and you're on like kind of a block where there's like a couple of like night spots on the same block. This apartment building just kind of seems wedged in between a couple of stores. It's like South Grand, I guess you would be the closest way to put
there's
it.
There's a lot of Asian restaurants.
Oh, there's always it's Seattle, baby. Stores. There's all kinds of Oriental stuff going on down there. Chinaman.
All right.
The triads. The
preferred nomenclature.
Yeah, let's.
Sugar Real be riding home.
So you guys pull up. You see the address. The GPS has spotted you right there. So you pull up.
I'm going to get out.
While the car's moving.
No, like as they pull.
Tuck and roll.
I'm assuming we're parking.
Sam, are we stopping? How are we rolling up to the place?
Wait, what kind of place is this, first off?
Is there an easy parking spot?
Yeah, there's.
Can you be more descriptive?
Is the safe house like an actual house or is it like
a
describe the area as much as you can, please.
Say there's like, it's like a block of buildings. Mm. They're all kind of connected. You see, like, there's a. At the one corner of the restaurant or the street,
like a
there's actually pretty happening. Pretty happening bar / nightclub.
Oh, sweet. Are they playing? What kind of tunes are they playing?
Some Maria Mercurial. She's the like hottest thing going right now.
What kind of genre?
She it's like a techno.
My shit.
And it's like
techno my classical. Neck,
my back, my pussy, and my crack. And that's like the hottest song going right now.
But it's like got some sick bass.
Yeah, it's got sick beats.
Fat bass.
Like sick. And it's Maria Mercurial. She's the hottest thing going. She's so hot right
now. I don't like the commercial.
Very hot. It's, you know, it seems like a pretty happening place. There's like, there's actually.
So it's right next to the safe house or down the street? It's like,
where the safe house is in the middle of the block. There's a couple of storefronts, and then there's a.
There's some action.
There's just like a. There's a heavy wooden door, and you can see there's a. There's just a little intercom buzzer right at the door.
Oh, for sale. Okay.
It's a broad. Just heavy wood. It doesn't look like. It's not that the script. I mean, it's. You're getting out of your car and you see the door.
It's blending in pretty good.
So it blends in pretty good.
Still raining?
Oh, I know. It's raining like the dickens.
Yeah. Sam, where are you? Are you parking the car in front of this building?
Well, I asked the question. Is there an easy parking spot? Is there a spot I can
Is this area?
Yeah.
No can we get things? A diagram? A new diagram?
Yes or no question. Do I have to parallel park?
No. You could pull right up to the curb.
Dipping right in, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. As he parks, I'm going to get out of the car, pop the trunk,
and then shock Fenris with my shock glove.
Jeebie Christmas, you're yelling at me.
Roll your agility.
That's how you gotta do it. Set the tone. You fucked this guy up pretty good.
Shut the fuck up. I'm
gonna get paid. Fuck him. Or we're gonna get paid more. Yeah, we've roughed him up nice and good.
I'm just knocking him out. Shotguns only do stun damage.
Except for me where you crush his
nine dice.
So, should I worry? I'd like to know since I'm driving separately. Do I need to pull up to a different area? Like on a separate corner?
Pull up right behind him. Where's the crew now?
Oh, we're rolling together, just getting out of the car.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see any cops. There's nobody really looking at you. Nobody that you would notice.
I'm a precautious elf.
Oh, hey.
So we didn't discuss anything on the way there, guys. Great.
So Gibson watches as...
I'm a 10-foot tall orc.
Ralph has just gotten out of the car. Opens the trunk.
Who the hell are you? Oh, shit. Huh?
When you pop the trunk open, Fenris jumps out of the trunk. He wasn't bound and ducks under your shock glove and starts running down the street.
Towards those two.
Towards the nightclub. He makes it about...
Oh, fucking Christ.
So let me...
Fuck it.
This like, asshole!
It's like a 1920s cartoon.
He's a seahawking!
He comes and runs away. Fucking prick. So he's running like...
He's bolting.
From away from the cars, like across the street.
What's
right?
His speed?
He's running down the block.
Away from everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Towards the nightclub. Yeah. Towards the public.
Up to the left.
I have more speed than him because I have a car. Can I back into him and knock him over with my
car? I'm still on a motorcycle, man.
Yeah, you can't run me over.
I'm on a motorcycle with the dude.
Stop
him. I'm on a motorcycle with the next dude behind me. I'm driving up to him.
Yeah. If I rolled 9 dice and rolled 1.
He's got to jump off and grab him.
It happens, man. It happens.
Does Matt get a chance to grab him?
Hey, you got to jump off and grab this cat.
No, he failed.
This guy is like a ninja.
Josh.
He's wireless. Whose turn is it?
Oh, is it?
Because I'm still sitting in the car.
Is his name Larry Allen?
So how's that work?
It's all natural, bro.
Oh, okay. Josh, what's your guy's name?
I'll announce one.
I'm just chilling. Go get him, Sugar Real, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
And I run him over.
I'm home. What are we doing?
No, dude.
He's on the sidewalk.
Run him over.
There's a car that's right in front. You could try to, but you'd probably run your car. Even though you have your rigging skill, you'll be able to pull on a curb pretty easily, but...
You paralyze him or something. No.
There's not really any clearance for you to actually run him over with your car.
All right. I'm going to send my homunculus after him.
Your homunculus could go after him, but he can't really do anything with him.
He can't, like, stop him.
Or he can talk him into coming back.
He could go and, like...
Hey, buddy!
He'd be like, hey, buddy! But he can't really stop him. Homunculuses can't... They can do tasks for you... Like starting the car.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like cleaning your dishes. But they can't, like, grab somebody and be like, hey, fucker, you ain't going anywhere.
All right.
I'm pressing the gas to drive on the motorcycle and have my car
off the back
and grabbing them.
So you're going to try what?
My motorcycle's on. Still.
What's your...
Why don't you wait until
you have bike skill?
To jump off,
I don't have any skill. No bike skill. But I'm on the motorcycle, so you can't just
team
like...
Power no,
you
can, you, why don't you guys
you
team,
can try
team
and
team up. You drive to him, and then you jump off and
that's
tackle.
That's what I was going
to
say.
This is going to be bad. Go for it, guys.
All right.
Oh, what else you want to do? You have a plan?
I don't know. No, Sugar Rio. I'm rolling
just...
I wouldn't allow to drive.
He wants to cut him in
you
half.
You guys take charge here.
He wants to shug-knight him.
Do a move.
So, I'm in the back seat just chilling. I'm not getting out of the car because... I'm getting out of the car and booking after him.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
There you go. Everybody do something.
Gibson's...
I'm like crammed up.
Just a reaction. All reaction.
And then it's...
Gibson's here.
My jacket is now turned into a sort of a dragon to honor the Japanese culture.
That's a Bruce Lee movie playing on your...
All my knowledge skills are based in the Hong Kong Triad in City Speak and Seattle Street Gangs.
Yeah.
So, and then Ikeon is driving his
motorcycle. So you're going to try and drive your motorcycle up, right up on the sidewalk after?
Is there like groups of people stuck on the sidewalk?
I'm riding up into a distance. Like, I'm assuming I don't have to go fucking nuts to catch up to this guy to let him jump
drive
off.
On the street next to him.
Did he yeah, I'm driving on the street next
okay,
to him.
Okay, so you pull up behind I'm like pulling up on the motorcycle. You still on the motorcycle, yeah. Right? Okay.
You're going
so you're pulling up. You pull around Gibson.
I'm booking out.
So you and Gibson are like about even. You guys are all like even. He's on the sidewalk running.
I go right behind. I'm
the homunculus is on behind him riding a like a green horse. Yeah. And it's like got lightning bolts coming off of it. And he looks like kind of like John Wayne.
But he's tiny.
But he looks like... Yeah, but he's like a smurf.
He's like a poo or something? I'm like,
pretty much. He's like a little genius.
And he's like, hey, buddy! Where you go?
That sounds like Richard Christie.
Hey!
It's tight.
So this guy, and he's on the right of Fenris.
Is he like even
the is on the right?
Fenris is on the sidewalk. Gibson is...
In pursuit.
...is on the other side of the car that's parked...
Yeah.
How many meters away?
If you could jump over that car, you're about 6 meters from him. You're not far. And also, Akeon and Larry O'Neill pulled up on the Yamaha Rapier right next to you. So they're directly like
they're keeping pace. We're on this, guys.
Silver Hawk has sent the homunculus. Ralph, you're standing behind the.
We're rolling down the street chasing it, dude.
Immediately casting
three vehicles, and I'm screaming, running after him, and a fucking homunculus.
You chose to
I'm just sitting.
I know, he's proactive. I'm cool as a cucumber. I didn't choose to drive.
I'm on the motorcycle. It would have been the best for us just to ride ahead.
10 miles an hour down the street.
I am so
the guy's
going
not,
to...
The guy's only running 2 miles an hour.
He said that he says Ralph's.
Did he say it was Ralph's too?
Yeah, Ralph's.
He's been left in the dust, bro.
Larry.
Ralph, I'm going to... Yeah, I'm just going to sit in the back seat of the car.
You already took off.
Delay your action.
Rioma, are you just parked sitting in the car, or did you try and drive after him?
Which would not be
advisable. I mean, you could pull on the street, but then if you do...
Oh, wait, no. I'm not going to get in the back. I'm going to walk up to him. Yeah.
Throw a street in the middle of his back.
I had no idea what you just said, Rioma, because Ralph's still figuring out what he's doing. Ralph, what are you doing?
I'm going to walk up to the door and hit the intercom.
You fucking asshole.
Walk towards the intercom.
All right.
I'm just going to walk up there. I'm not going to actually do anything. I'm just going to walk over there.
So Ralph goes over to the door. Rioma, now, what are you doing? You have Silverhawk still sitting shotgun with you. The car doors are open.
What's up, bub?
You're still rigged in. Your doors can shut. With your mind.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Such a rigger.
If you want to do that.
The guy's already out of the car, right?
Yeah, he jumped out of the trunk. He surprised Ralph. And he's running up the street.
Awfully surprised.
You have my shock gloves, bro.
I know, this guy's fucking amazing.
Yeah. You can't do anything with him, but...
And Gibson's still in the car, too. I'm sorry.
No, I booked out.
Oh, you did. You did. I'm sorry.
I took off.
Yeah, you ran after.
In the middle of the back.
What's that?
It's really hard to get across, apparently. Can I jump out of the car and throw a shuriken into the middle of Wayne Fenris' back?
Why?
Yeah, you
can.
Why are
you so intent on hurting him?
He's about to die.
You got a job to do.
We're not trying to assassinate him.
Wait till I get my hands on this fucker.
Oh my
this
god.
This whole fucking shebang.
Akeon needs to take leadership here.
Fenris doesn't or work for Manraku, does he?
No, it's Mushitaku or something like that.
It's I was gonna say,
is this actually a thing where he actually wants to kill him?
Who is this motley crew?
Yeah, roll your throwing weapons plus your agility.
Was it his turn? How did that all go about? Like, as far as you picking a turn, and, like who?
I went.
Okay.
It's yeah.
So you landed on the guy that decides to jump out of a car and throw a shuriken at
shuriken at him.
That action move sounds interesting enough.
He said shuriken?
Yes!
I'm 18 feet behind him, you cocksucker!
I know.
Roll that. Right. And you're on the motorcycle.
That's what I'm saying.
No, he's driving.
Roll that, Ryoma.
That's awesome. So if you do, if you're successful at this, you're basically
three
killing
hits,
him.
He said.
What did he say? Three hits?
Oh, jeez.
He's going to get him in, like, the ankle or something.
Hopefully.
He hits him in the head and he kills him.
He hits him in the head. If he's successful enough, he kills him.
I just want him paralyzed from the lungs.
You don't have to throw a shuriken with medium fucking skills on it. That's all I want. I think, is your guy a shuriken expert? Is he proficient?
He's got the skill. He does have throwing weapons.
Right. Three. How far away is he?
So you're trying to hit him in the middle of the back. That's what you're aiming.
You're trying to paralyze him.
Yeah.
From the lungs down.
That's a fate worse than death. Paralyze him from the neck down.
Lungs down.
Or a blood trail by which we can follow him.
Get him in the sacrum.
Don't hit me.
Incapacitating, that's really what you're saying.
Achilles tendon.
Throw a brick at his ass.
No hit.
This is wild. He gets domed, bro. He gets domed good.
Oh my god.
He's probably dead.
Wayne Fenner's
wearing glasses.
Rudy, we gotta grab shirts really that are just like metal balls,
like, yeah.
So we don't hurt people like severely. Can we figure that out?
No, you, yeah,
that's a weapon.
Throw
it, you could.
That's a weapon.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
You should have thrown your shoe.
Can I just have like seven rocks in my pocket?
What's the damage on your shuriken?
Oh no.
Shit, I have no idea.
I think it's physical. It's the damage.
Let me see that book.
So you've got right out and launched a shuriken, a Chinese star at him. It's like
400.
Japanese drawing star.
You Jeff? We call that in America the Chinese star, buddy.
I think it's just
a ninja star.
Yellow right, stars. Ninja.
Time out.
Whatever.
Sugar, what do your shuriken look like?
They're not like monogrammed? Naruto. They're stars. They're equilateral.
Were they given to you by somebody special?
What kind of star? Like a six? How many points are there on that?
No, they're 5 points equilateral and only.
Is it nice design on it?
Yeah, like.
Is it a drop forged blade?
Are there runes? Your shuriken have runes upon them?
Were they given to you by somebody?
Etched, maybe?
By Vikings?
It's the Lord of the Rings Mountain.
No, there's no runes on
them. Runes?
Plain metal?
Let him describe them.
Are they meat? Are they meat?
Forged in the fires of Mount Doom.
What's your strength, Ryoma?
A million.
Three. Mm.
You killed him.
No, I didn't.
Maybe.
That's what I thought. Things couldn't get worse with you.
Honestly, who throws this out of your ass?
I would say my in-game character will start to judge your actions if this is unsuccessful.
We're going to vote for a new leader. I vote me.
Can we succeed the mission?
Yeah, you haven't. We're not in a
We don't really know anything, man.
We know that the guy said bring him alive.
I tried to get information out of him. He wouldn't tell me shit.
He just cried.
He doesn't know anything.
No, but they have a lot of gear for you.
You don't know what gear.
We're just going to loot him and leave and not finish a job? That wouldn't be very good for our...
What loot him? Who looted him?
It would be good for our cred if we just kill the guy and not even drop him off.
I don't really know anybody saying anything about
Who searched? Did anybody search this guy?
No one looted him, Ralph.
No shit. They don't know that. Who said loot him?
What?
I'm voting after him, dude. Kill me.
I gotta figure out how to add this.
He got barely any cash on him, bro. It's just a couple cred sticks. No cram, bro.
He didn't even have any cram.
This guy doesn't work very hard. He's like the Japanese, walking around all day telling you how hard they work.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Throwing shurikens
and shit. Who throws a shuriken?
You hit him
honestly
right in the shoulder blade with the shuriken.
Oh, God. Nice. That's what my guy's saying as he's sprinting. He goes, oh, God! The fuck?
Did he fall down?
Um,
watch him fall down.
Ball breaks his neck.
He's gonna keep going.
Cause it is paralyzed from the face.
It's gonna be like Butters and Woof.
We gotta take him to the vet.
Like, who the fuck are shaking? Like, oh, he's kind of, he's now my guy's thrown off and really wigging.
Oh, your guy's wigging.
Crammed hard.
Yeah.
Well, now he's just really amped.
You've been up for 4 days.
Wing goes down from the shuriken hitting him in the fucking shoulder. He's bleeding kind of like he's bleeding a little bit.
This thing's stuck in there pretty good.
It's wedged in there pretty nice. You got him good, Ryoma. He goes down. He's screaming like the Dickens.
Oh shit!
There's a nightclub right across, right down.
I don't have my stun gloves.
I have stun gloves.
Is it still my turn? Can I do one more free action?
No, no, you are done. Larry O'Neill, what are you doing? You just witnessed him, Ryoma going down from the ninja star, star.
I've actually evaded my low
back. Walk about 3 feet behind him as he's on the ground screaming. And I'm going to use stun ball just to try and knock him out.
Good call.
Can you stop screaming?
Oh, no. That's a massive spell. Right.
I don't think it's massive.
Okay.
No, right. It's got a drain of F. I don't know what that means.
Did he stop the motorcycle and everything? Or did you
jump off? He's down. He's on the ground.
But he's screaming. Is there a way I can quiet him? You know.
You can tell him
to shut up. What kind of spells you got?
Well, I got...
So you have silence.
Yeah, I don't. That would have been nice.
Can I remove his vocal cords with this rusty knife? That will give a stop.
Magic, dude, that's Sugar-Rio territory.
I'm not putting my gun on him, though.
Nothing else.
That has been an option.
I'll shut him up. Yeah, you can roll your...
Damage, right? Does it do anything else? I don't know. I didn't write that down.
Pick him up, you tall elf.
Oh, just give him a little hurt, man.
You big old blow.
I don't know if I want to do that. He's had...
Who the hell are you two people?
He's been beaten down.
He's got... I'll tell you right now, he's got like 5 boxes of stun damage from Ryoma and Gibson smacking him around. And now he's got like 4 boxes of physical damage from taking that ninja star.
So he's not looking good, or is he that good?
He's pretty banged up.
Here's what I'm going to do.
He doesn't have any weapons. He is kind of screaming, but there is a loud fucking nightclub going.
Right on.
The beats are bumping. The girlies is hot.
Pick him up. I'm going to walk up to him. I'm going to say, we don't really mean to hurt you. I'm going to heal this for you.
Fuck you!
And I'm going to act.
What are you talking about? Stop! All you're doing is hitting me!
Let me heal you. I'll feel a lot better.
But I can heal him!
He needs to be walking around if we can get him to walk in with us.
Get away from me! Get away from me!
And I'm going to heal him because all I have to do is touch him.
Alright, okay. So you're healing him?
Now he's going to fucking. He's an Olympic class sprinter if he's not beat up.
Not gonna do full force, just a little bit.
What level are you doing it at?
Just a one.
One.
Is he proficient level 1 healing? Is
that plus my magic, right? So I have 7.
Yeah.
I thought you had a day job right there. Are you practicing? Are you a practicing magician?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet.
4 hits.
Nice.
Hits. 5 hits. 5 hits.
Now he's gonna fuck us up.
Hopefully not.
I've got
trying to make friends with him. He's got to shut up first.
Roll your willpower.
You might have to pull your gun. Are you kidding me?
Now he's fucking not screaming. Now he's dangerous.
We're in the middle of a nice Seattle neighborhood.
Well, I would do it smoothly.
Not a hit.
We're like on Washington Avenue.
All right, so you take...
Wait. And if I could use my skill of blandness...
Take 1 box of stun damage. Because it was a level 1. You heal Wayne, though. Ninja Star kind of pops out of his shoulder.
I grab it. Wait, what's it to make a trade for my
shot. You guys have all pretty much surrounded him.
Oh, we all, except for Ralph, who's on the doorstep.
Ralph is still waiting at the doorstep.
I'm just sitting like in the
waiting for us to handle
on the sidewalk.
He's waiting for us to handle it. He's smoking a cigarette. He's leaning against the building.
Ryoma's still standing, standing outside of the car door. After throwing that ninja star like an ace.
It's a big success.
Can I look at him and go, good shot, bud!
Hey, wait, what hand did Ryoma throw? Is he left-handed or right-handed?
Did I notice
that's
that?
A good question.
Did any of us notice that?
He's probably ambidextrous.
We didn't see it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, what did you do?
I just saw the...
Saw the
I just see him go down and fucking blood kind of got on my synth duster. Which is now all blacked out, by the way.
Murdered out.
So Wayne is pretty freaked out.
Like chromatic clothing or whatever it's called. The,
Yeah.
He looks at Larry, who just healed him.
Electrochromatic modification.
And he's like, "What do you guys want with me? Why are you doing this to me?"
And I'm gonna say, "We need some information. We're not really sure why."
What?
Don't get your ass up! I'm sick of his talking. All he does is talk. Bullshit.
Gotta soothe him into it. We don't know what's going on.
Well, you keep me away from him if you want to soothe
roll
him.
All I want is my money.
Roll your charisma.
Tell this guy he's shit. Oh, no. This guy's on a need-to-know basis. He doesn't need to know anything. You're 7 foot tall.
The first impression yet. Can I still use 10 feet on this guy?
Nice. I would have listened to before the Shuriken attack. I probably would have listened to Ryomu on this one, but I'm going to say I don't know what to believe anymore.
So Larry,
I'm peeking.
Yeah, he's wigging. Gibson's wigging out. Just
of course,
fucking spazzing.
God damn it.
Your cramps.
No, I'm not. It's 12 hours. He is just. If I know anything about cramps, he's just amped.
Let me fill you on what time it is. It's been about 20 minutes since you guys left the restaurant. It's about 12:55 in the morning.
What time did we start the restaurant?
You guys got pulled up to the restaurant about 12:20.
We pulled up to the restaurant at 12:20. This took us 15 minutes.
It took you from here to there.
Took you
35 minutes.
The shootout
that took place like immediately after you left your meet.
Yeah.
Which was about 12:05.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Those bikers came flying out around the corner.
He's feeling it, bro. He's got a long way to go.
You took the cram off the biker, one of the dead bikers. I think his name was, like, Ball Slaps or something. And he luckily had a hit of cram, and you took it like a boss.
Yeah.
And you're currently in the opening stages of a 12-hour jag.
Yeah,
you will take out. 6.
And I haven't slept for 2 days.
You will take 6 stun damage, no matter what, at the end of these 12 hours.
All
right. Hopefully, you're hoping everything's wrapped up and you're chilling at your house.
My guy's not hoping shit.
Right now, Larry is talking to Fenris.
Yeah,
Larry.
What just happened with that question?
We're in the sixth world, man. Hope is dead here.
Larry's healing, Mr. Fenris. It shocks him. He's like, "What? Oh my goodness, that's crazy! I've never had magic done to me. I've always worked in an office and never seen anything like it. That's awesome."
You got to meet Bernie. That's all I gotta say. Bernie, my bear.
Who's a bear?
Yeah,
huh?
I've trained a bear and I ride it from time to time.
For real? Yeah,
can I just go? You've got to go, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, and start walking towards the house. Because I'm just disgusted about what's happened, how the crazy turns.
Wayne's kind of cool with Larry, but he looks around at the rest of you, and he's particularly not fond of Gibson or Ryoma.
Okay, good.
Kind of looks at you two, and he's like, "I'm not going one more step with you fuckers. What are you guys attacking me for?"
Yeah, you deal with him, huh?
And I'll say, if you don't want to go in there with everybody, I'll take you in. And you guys are all going to have to follow.
No, Larry, man, I love you. You're a cool guy. But I'm not going anywhere with you guys. This is bullshit. I'm calling my cab. I'm going back to get my car at the restaurant. And I'm going home. Why are you guys... Shuriken. Huh?
We're here to protect you. I picked up the Shuriken.
We're here to protect you. We're not sure. You're somebody we need to keep alive. That's why shit got out of hand at the restaurant. Okay? We just got to go in there and figure it out. We're going to make sure nothing bad happens to you. I think he just wants a little information from you.
Gibson's a wild card.
He's on cram, you know.
That's no excuse, guys. I was in there minding my business, eating a salmon risotto dish that I look forward to. I got a big presentation coming up tomorrow. We're going to unleash the mother of all hair growth formulas on the market, Hair Growth 5000 Max.
Interesting.
And now I'm running around with you jerk-offs all over the place. You guys shot a bartender.
Who? Give us a vocal mic. Can we hear us?
Can I make it?
You're all standing around. You hear all this. Yeah. Akion sitting on the bike.
So he got 10 feet away before he threw a fucking Shuriken to him in the back.
Yeah, good reflexes by Ryoma. He got out, just immediately ninja starred him.
That's fucking crazy.
And then Larry came up big and just healed the guy.
Let me be honest with you, Wayne. You're going in there with us. I don't want to hurt you again.
Alright.
Can I make an intimidation check?
Yeah. Ryoma?
I'm so far away from him. I imagine it'd be better if I...
You're not that far away from me.
Everybody's like standing right around the guy. Cause
we're walking up to him.
During the course of this conversation, everybody's pretty much chilling. Ralph's sitting there. Wayne isn't trying to run. He knows he's fucked. You just ninja starred him. He's not going anywhere. But he also doesn't want to come with you willingly into that room, into the safe house.
Willingly?
He's not going to try and just get up and walk. I mean, well, roll your intimidation.
It's intimidation only? Or
intimidation plus your...
Chinese star in the back.
Plus your charisma.
Sweet. Fuck. Two hits.
Two hits.
That's about right.
Should we all do an intimidation, Jack?
I've got con. I've got con intimidation in there.
All right, Ryoma.
Shit.
It's a critical fail, isn't it?
Ryoma, you're intimidating him. You pull out another ninja star.
Gonna say get in the fucking building before something really bad happens to you.
And you just start juggling a couple ninja stars and you're like, hey, I don't know where these could go, baby. Go right in your face. Wayne's eyes get really big.
We're not here to hurt you, Wayne.
He just gets up. He's pretty scared. He's eyeing Ryoma. He does not want to get ninja starred again after getting healed all the way.
Now, what's the homunculus doing right now?
Homunculus is just
chilling.
He's laying back on like.
Possible hand.
He's looking in one of the stores. And he's looking at some artwork. Like this is like pretty good at the ranch. Yippee-ki-yay!
Are you the only one that sees him?
No, everybody can see him. He's just kind of bopping around.
Like you're like, watch.
He's like, yeah, it's
he's
like
the coolest one out of all of us.
He's like my child.
How do you fucks?
It's my magic child.
It's interesting.
At least he's got something to say.
Aren't they kind of like a dime a dozen in this age, though? So we're all kind of used to seeing those
spirits.
Yeah, but this guy just healed, never had magic worked on him. They've been worked on.
So.
He's never had to be healed.
Okay, so yeah. So Sam just...
You're kind of looking at Wayne. He's like a doughy kind of...
You sack of shit.
Businessman.
We're goddamn sinless over here scraping by and this fucker's never even had to be healed.
Hey, buddy. That's not my problem what you guys choose to do for a living. You could have pulled yourself up by the bootstraps and made somebody. Look at me.
You corporate whore!
Hey, I'm tired of hearing it. It's always corporate this, wage slave that. Listen, buddy, I'm making it to places. I'm about ready
to most important thing you ever do is this goddamn thing.
From where I am over in the lawn, I'm going to yell over and be like, Wayne, I was rookie of the year.
Wayne doesn't know what you're talking about. You hear the door click, and you hear a buzz.
Sugarito, throw the Chinese star him in the fucking face.
You kind of tell that the door, the light... shines that the door's unlocked.
Boys, let's go.
Akion looks at him and speaks in city speak, and he says...
Oh, this guy's a fucking upper cross son of a bitch, isn't he?
He says, listen...
Who are you talking to?
This is the most... I'm talking to Wayne Fenris.
You're talking to him in city speak.
Which is a mixture of Chinese and American in Seattle. And I say to him, listen, you have one option, and that's to go inside. We respect you. Now, if you don't do this, my friends will kill you right here, right now.
Have you done anything
to in city speak?
Is that good?
I'm like 2 feet from him.
He understands you. And he's like, he's still like, he's.
Pig jaw, get the come out.
How do you say it?
I just did.
Oh, that's it. We got the ha!
Subtitles.
And he's still he's just walking towards the door. And so you guys are heading towards the safe house.
I'm gonna put my arm around him as we walk through the door. I'm gonna put my hand on my needler.
Yeah.
In my coat pocket.
I'm gonna leave my homunculus by the hand in as well.
And I'm ever so focused, and I'm blacked out. Now
your homunculus looks like a monkey with a cowboy hat on.
It's adorable.
That's sweet.
He's so cute.
What color is
it? Like kind of hugging.
Oh, I thought you were going to say what color is the monkey.
That's a cute goddamn homunculus. Like
purple monkey. Regular brown.
He's a magical
cowboy
monkey,
hat.
Man.
Brown leather cowboy hat.
Solid.
Yeah.
The monkey's having all the fun.
Goddamn, that monkey's cute. That homunculus is like the best character in the whole show, isn't it? Also, Sugar Rio with that shuriken throw. Who would have thought? Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Tweet at us at Hustle City Pod. Feel free. Get in there with that hashtag Shadow Hustle. Because that's gonna be trending big. Big money. So, Twitter at Hustle City Pod. Facebook, Hustle City Podcast. HustleCityPodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, guys. We really appreciate it. Have a great... great rest of the week. Thank you. Chum on, chummers.